Blue Apron Take Back Dinner.
So without further ado, please help me welcome the Queens of the Liars Club, Felicia Michaels and Jessica Wellington.
All right, let's bring them up. Let's
All right,
up.
Please bring back to the stage, you guys, a big warm welcome for Ryan Sickler, Javina Springer, and Brad Williams. Woo! I will say that Brad has experience with this, and he's really good.
Oh, jeez. I mean, and by that, she meant me climbing on the stool to do the show. I have a lot of experience, and I'm really good. You have no idea how fast I can shimmy up a high top at Red Robin. I am fucking good at that.
All right, so what we're going to have is these guys are each going to tell one story out of the three stories. One is going to be a lie, and since Brad has done this before, we're going to start with Ryan.
All right. Fair enough.
Logic. Yeah,
that made total sense. So in third grade, I was student of the week, and I won a $20 gift certificate to Long John Silver's. Okay?
Anybody that seems remember believable.
That? Anybody remember that place? They had great hush puppies. And I was so stoked to go. We go. My family, we all go. We're sitting in there. It's summer. And I fucking get stung by a bee in the restaurant. And this is when I find out that I am allergic to bees. Had never been stung before. My throat starts to close. My parents are panicking. My brothers are like, what the fuck's going on? A doctor comes over, like, you got to get him to a hospital right away. They get an ambulance. They rush me out of Long John Silver's to a hospital.
They didn't think it was shellfish?
No, because I got stung by a bee. It actually, you know, got me in the side of the neck.
Oh, that would have been the worst if it was shellfish. They're like, cool, bee sting. We saved his... He is dead. I would. Fuck! Should have gone with scallops.
I would kill myself if I couldn't eat shellfish. So here's the thing that pissed me off. They didn't comp our meal. Okay, yeah, I swear to God. They comp my meal. That's it. My dad and mom went on, and we never went back to Long John Silver.
I came from a very white trash poor family, but I don't think they ever like did like a health thing to try and get meals for free. We should have done that more often.
My family tried it all the time. Like, our son was big before he ate here.
Look what happened.
Look what happened.
We want free
Alice
biscuits
in Wonderland.
For life.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with Trevino. Let's go with you.
One day, I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, minding my business, and this probably 75-year-old man approaches me with his walker, and he says, excuse me, are you single? And I said, oh, yes.
How much I want to take you to my apartment.
And I said, I think you have something confused. And he looks down at his walker in genital area and says, don't worry, I'm not injured. I proceeded to say, well, how much are we talking, sir? And he said, $50.
Wow.
Right?
Come on.
That's fucked up.
What?
That seems kind of high. I don't know.
Felicia's like, I'll suck your dick with some Long John Silver's.
I can take care of that.
Okay, all right, all right. Oh, thank you for hooking that up, bro.
I stopped wearing purple lipstick because of
that. Wow. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go along with Brad's story.
I don't like going to malls in December. It's not a fun time. Wait for it as people put two and two together.
Shoppers.
So yeah, it's the shoppers. Yeah, that's what it is. No.
At first I was like, of course, who does?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little fucking worse for me. One of the dads was there with his kid, obviously, to take a photo with Senor Claus. The dad didn't want to wait in line. So he sees me, and they run up to me, and the dad just goes like, no, he's one of them too, but he's undercover. So just tell him what you want. And I was like, you mother... I look at the kid, and I go, yes, I'm an undercover elf. He got me. I'm one of them, like, secret shoppers. You don't know it's me, but they knew. And I go, so I'm and you've been really good this year. And I go, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas? And he goes, I mean, I don't think it's gonna happen, but I really want a bike. Guess what? You're getting a fucking bike. And I look right at the dad when I say it. I'm like, you're getting a bike. He's like, I'm getting a bike. Dad said, I don't care what dad said. You're getting a bike. I go, do you have an Xbox? He goes, no, we can't afford it. I'm like, that's about to change. I start just throwing in shit.
You're getting a new brother.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, the dad is getting so, he is fuming right now. But he can't say anything. I just look at the kid, I go, I say the only way it doesn't happen is if your dad forgot to file the correct paperwork. And then I go, so enjoy the Xbox and the bike. The dad like chased me down, like left the kid and like chased me down and was like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, oh no, I work for Santa. Like that's... And fuck him. Okay, so yeah, that's my story.
All right, so you guys can ask any questions if you want before we vote on who is telling the lie. Yes, you. Come on up.
Hey, how do they treat the beastie?
They gave me a needle to put me in the ambulance and then rush me to the ER.
My mom just emptied her cigarette and put it on there.
Not for an allergy, goddamn. She didn't burn you because you were allergic.
Wow. So there was actually a doctor at Long John Silver's.
There was.
That seems a little suspicious.
A doctor at Long John Silver's.
Yeah, because seems like...
Hold on, I have a question back. All right. So I'm assuming that you mean because he's a doctor, he probably has money and better taste, and why would he be eating at Long John Silver's? But let me ask you a question. Do you know what they call the person who finishes last in medical school? Doctor.
Okay.
You don't have to be good to be a doctor. You know what I'm saying? You
do
don't
we have to be good or smart. Medical doctors in the room tonight?
Hope nobody gets stung by a bee right now.
Y'all gonna die.
That's what I hope. That's what I hope, because I don't even have toothpaste.
Hey.
Where did they stick the needle? Right on near the bite, or was it?
No, I got the needle in my left arm, and it was stung on the right side of my neck, right here, midway down.
Okay.
If you guys think that Trevina is lying, let me a round of applause. You think she's lying? I heard that story back 3 years ago, and I think it's fucking true.
That was a great joke. The audience member yelled out, what?
I think she wore purple lipstick again.
Yeah.
That's the
good
lie.
Tag.
That's the
good
lie.
Tag. I like that
All
guy.
Right.
And who thinks Brad's lying?
I do.
All right, who thinks Ryan is lying?
Oh, that's aggressive, guys.
Yes!
Almost died.
All right, will the real liar please stand up?
I would never eat a Long John Silver. Never.
You won't catch
me alive in a Long John Silver, let alone dead
you
in
were
one.
Right.
But
you
their hush
were
puppies
right.
are good. Their hush puppies are good.
All right, give a big round of applause for all our comics, Trevina Springer, Brad Williams, Ryan Sinkler. You guys have been great. Thank you very much for coming and seeing the show. Do us a big favor. Follow us at The Liars Club and on YouTube and on wherever you get your podcast need. All right. Thank you guys very much.
Good night. Goodbye. Thank you.
Promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe me. Will the real liar please stand up?
What? She's totally serious.
And you
have been lied to.